Hello, and welcome to Love's Curriculum. I am your host, Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and your guide on this journey to awaken to the love that connects all. As a bridge for the High Council, which includes Jesus, the Archangels, and other light teachers, I look forward to joining with you to uncover your soul's divine purpose and ignite love in the world. It is time to join in the awakening. Hello, this is your host, Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and this is Love's Curriculum, where together we remember love and our soul's divine purpose. So welcome to the show. I am always so thrilled and excited when it is radio show day. I love connecting with you in this way and connecting with this purpose and this energy of love. So welcome. And if you are tuning in for the first time, this show comes out of my book, Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment, that I scribed for the High Council. And the High Council includes Jesus, the Archangels, and other light teachers who have gathered to assist us on this awakening journey. And the book is available on Amazon, where it became a number one international bestseller. And Love's Curriculum goes beyond the book. It is a mission, a movement to awaken love in the world, to join with others like you in enlightening the world, in moving towards a world that works for everybody. What does heaven on earth look like? That's what we are up to creating here at Love's Curriculum. So I'll give you a little background again if you're brand new. So I didn't always know that I was a scribe and a channel and had that ability, or was that was my assignment to work as that for the High Council. In fact, 22 years ago, I was working as a lawyer in Phoenix. That is how I began my professional career, was as a lawyer. And it was on my first day of work, of my first full-time position, just after orientation and having a nice office with a beautiful view of the mountains in Phoenix, all the perks. I was walking into the washroom of all places, and I remember opening the door and stepping in, and it hit me. Whoa, this feeling in my solar plexus, this words in my mind saying, remember, you wanted something else. This wasn't the path. Remember, there's a different path. And it was shocking after just finishing 3 years of law school and the bar exam and all the debt I was in at that point. And yet I felt there was a reassurance or just a trueness of resonating to it. And I decided to begin to get curious about that voice. What was it I wanted to really be doing in my life? And so I began a personal and spiritual growth journey at that point, including classes on intuition and reading a lot of Hay House books and seeing Deepak Chopra speak, taking angel communication courses and Reiki. And eventually, I realized that I wanted to leave law and work in the healing profession. And so 3 years in, I left. And at the same time, went through a divorce, because part of my waking up was becoming aware of the unhealthy nature of my relationship and getting counseling and deciding to leave that relationship. And then ended up moving to Canada and remarriage and children and going through a second divorce. All this amazing, in the end, amazing journey of growth and understanding and healing and awakening and healing the past and clearing barriers to love and retraining then in transpersonal counseling psychology so that I could offer that same growth to others and to lead groups. And through that, waking up to this true part of me that was meant to be a bridge to the spiritual realm. And following that, eventually really hearing like a wake up, another wake up call, this remembering of an assignment to Write Love's curriculum for the High Council. And so there you go. That is how we arrived here today. And from the book has come this radio show as well. And it's my honor and joy to be here with you today. And I hope in sharing my story that there's a piece in there for you that you might resonate with. Maybe you've been on a similar journey. Maybe you're just starting out. Maybe you're starting to wake up to a soul calling. So wherever you're at, I am glad you're here. You're in the right place here today. And today we are going to explore surrender, the topic of surrender, surrender to the divine. Specifically, how surrender can reestablish the feeling of connection, connection to love, to our divine guidance, to our passion, to ourselves, to hope, to God. And I will then read from chapter 18 in Love's curriculum, which is titled Surrender. And then in the latter part of the show, I will tune in and bring the High Council through live for you. And they will lead us in a guided experience and lesson. So again, I'm so glad you're here. And on that note of surrender as our topic, I always like to start, before I get into the topic, with a surrender and intention prayer. So I will do that now. So, dear Spirit, God, Creator, all that is, I ask that this radio show be used for your purposes, that I surrender and that my words be guided, that this time together, both for me as a deliverer of messages and those listening, that we all be guided to our highest good and the highest good of all. And so it is. So how did this topic, I want to start with how this topic, surrender, I chose today, because I always do surrender to ask the High Council, what is the message for today? What topic should we cover? And the way that I get that answer varies. Often it'll be just come clear through a topic I've been exploring or with a client in my mentoring program or something I'm going through in life, or I'll be drawn to a certain chapter in Love's curriculum. I know what it is. Well, today I kept asking last night and I got some ideas, but they felt like they originated more from my intention as opposed to being guided by the High Council. And this morning I still didn't really have a topic that I felt was really coming through as guidance. And then I noticed I was feeling kind of disconnected from hearing guidance or from trusting guidance. I wasn't feeling in the flow of being connected with Spirit. And I also felt I was a little just disconnected from myself and what I care about and my passion and my work. And so I decided I would ask for help. I would surrender to the High Council and grab Love's curriculum and ask them to take me to a topic. But before I could even set that intention and close my eyes and hold the book and flip it open, the book just kind of popped open casually to the chapter 18 on surrender. Now, because I was feeling a little disconnected, I didn't quite trust that that must be the message. Maybe you can relate to that. When we're in that place of just feeling off, not in the flow, not trusting, not connected, more in doubt, in struggle, that it's hard to get over that hump and begin to really trust what's happening. And so what I did was ask for more help, surrender again. And so I decided that I would journal to the High Council, which is another great technique of surrender. And we'll cover more of the techniques here in a minute. And so I'm going to read to you what they said. So I wrote, "Dear High Council, what would you have me know about the radio show today?" So that is a great way to start a question. What would you have me know? You have me know. Again, you're surrendering in that moment. not what do I need to know? And the High Council said, we are here always. We cannot go anywhere, even when you feel we are gone. It is a mistake. Cool. So that reminder that when I feel disconnected, it's not true that I'm disconnected. It's not true that divine guidance, God, love is missing. I'm just not feeling it. And then I asked, what topic is best for today? Or more accurately, what is in my highest good and others' highest good to speak about on the show today? And the High Council said, surrender. Trust. Welcome the light. See, when you surrender, you open the door to hearing our words and to grace. When you are unsurrendered, it is as if your will is competing with God's will, and the flow of love and higher knowing in your life, higher wisdom and communication, and the joy of connection. So I'll read that again. When you are unsurrendered, it is as if your will is competing with God's will and the flow of love and higher knowing and higher wisdom and communication and the joy of connection. We wish to remind you that never are we separated from you. And then I said, well, now I still feel I'm doubting this. And how did I ever type all the words in Love's curriculum? So here I want to point out, I'm going to stop reading what I wrote and just a little side note here. It's okay to have doubts. And one great technique is to share those doubts with your angels, with God. Surrender them. Say, help me, I'm having doubt. Be honest, accept it. I'm feeling blocked. I'm doubting here. And then not only was I feeling doubt in that moment, but it grew to, oh my goodness, how did I ever trust enough and surrender enough to type all those words in Love's curriculum when I'm struggling here today? And how will I again do it with volume 2? So you can see I had that block, that doubt. But in typing it, I was sharing it. I was surrendering it. And of course, the High Council responded, you will do it through surrender. So what I realized from my experience this morning is that surrender leads to feeling and hearing connection. So when we're in the face of doubt, when we're feeling disconnected, when we're feeling blocked, we need to surrender. And it just, as the High Council said, it opens the door to hearing their words, to hearing and experiencing grace. Because the connection and presence is always there. It's just that our will, our humanness, when we get off track and into believing ego, we block it. We block the connection. So I like to think of it as when we feel disconnected from source, from flow, from guidance, from our passion, from a sense of ourselves, it's because we've gone independent. And by, so we've gone independent from source. We've gone independent from asking for help, from guidance. We've thought we have to figure it out on our own. Maybe you can relate to that. Notice that as soon as you're struggling, you're trying to solve the problem. You're saying, well, how do I get unstuck? Or I wish I just knew what to say here. Or how do I find that connection again with God? How do I find it? How do I solve it? I. We've gone independent. When the answer is, say, God, how do I connect with you? God, help me know what to say here. Spirit, guide me here. Spirit, what might I do here? And so we can ask for help, and asking for help is surrendering. You're surrendering to let Spirit give you the answer as opposed to thinking it comes from you. Now, of course, all of this happens so unconsciously. We may be feeling connected and surrendered and we're asking for help and we take a few steps and then next thing we know, we're feeling disconnected, a bit blocked, trying to figure it out because we unconsciously go back to that default. But when you find yourself there, again, surrender, ask for help. How to help me get back on track. I surrender. I open. And important to remember that the whole reason we start to feel blocked is because the angels can't just swoop in and intervene. Guidance can't just come in and take over because we have free will. And so we have to ask for that help. We have to remember to ask for Source to guide us for that connection, for that help, for those words, for help even with surrender. We need to ask for that. And I thought about it that there are probably two times, or at least two, that we can cover today about what does surrender look like and when might we do it. So I think one time for surrender is when you're actually feeling blocked. You're struggling. You're feeling disconnected. So perhaps in that moment you realize, oh my goodness, I must be going independent here. Although sometimes it's hard to notice for ourselves. You may relate to that. And some wise counselor or mentor or friend points out, hey, are you trying to do it on your own again? Have you asked for help? Have you let go of control and surrendered this to spirit? So that would be one situation, is when we're actually feeling that block, that struggle, that disconnect, that lack of hope. And so surrender in those moments can often look like prayer, just saying, I'm letting go of this. And I think maybe you've had that experience where you just feel inside something lets go. You put up your hands, so to speak, or let go of the controls. Asking for help from the angels, from God, from spirit. Help me with this. Show me a way here. Again, instead of saying, how do I solve it? What do I need to do? Asking for help. We could call it turning it over to God. Or stopping the struggle and the resistance and just letting down that fight or that resistance. Again, asking for help with that. Asking for grace. And I realized it may often, surrender, feel like you're leaping off the cliff. Perhaps you can relate to that feeling. Scary to let go of your own control sometimes. Although I think the more we practice surrender, the better we get at letting go. We begin to like the letting go feeling because we know how much better it ends up when we let God take control. Or it's that moment, it can feel like that moment when you jump off the diving board, right? As soon as your feet leave that board, you are in surrender. There's no controlling it. There's no clinging. There's no thinking about it. You're falling, jumping. So just think about it right now. What are some of the ways in which you know to surrender? Maybe some of the ones I've covered here are helpful. It also makes me think of in the 12-step program for AA, it's that asking, admitting that of your own, you don't have the answers and asking for a higher power to help you. So a second place where we can use surrender is before a situation. So we can set up surrender before we actually are experiencing the disconnect or the struggle or conflict. So this might look like before a meeting, before an important conversation you need to have, before the radio show, before I do this, before I meet with clients. You could do it before going in for surgery. And it's asking that you be guided before you actually get into the situation. And I'll share a really helpful and quick little prayer that you can use. And it comes generally from A Course in Miracles, but has been shortened. And I heard this direct use of it from Robert Holden in his mirror work that he teaches. And it's, what would you have me know? What would you have me do? What would you have me say? And to whom? So what would you as in the divine, what would you Spirit, have me say? What would you, God, have me do? What would you, Creator, have me say? And to whom? So it's a great way, if you know you're going into a challenging situation or a leadership situation or a talk with your spouse, your children, an important meeting with a doctor, anything, you can ask that you be guided. So surrendering ahead of time. And I was having a great conversation with my client in her mentoring session today, and we realized how beautiful that because the angels and guides can't swoop in and intervene, that we have to open that door with our willingness to ask for help. We could set it up before a certain situation. So if I'm going in to speak with a coworker, say, about a difficult topic, and I'm nervous, and I know that I might get triggered and defensive and lose track and get into ego, before I even go into the meeting, I could say, okay, angels, I give you a free pass and a green light. I surrender now that whenever I begin to feel confused or blocked or into ego in this conversation coming up, please, I give you a free pass. I'm asking for your help now. Please intervene. Please come in. And I thought, how beautiful. Because in that moment in the conversation, when we're getting triggered or going into our ego, we may not think to ask for help. Sometimes those are the hardest moments to remember to struggle. Remember to surrender to get help with the struggle. We may not realize until after the conversation's over how we forgot to ask for the divine's help. So to do it ahead of time, to tell your guides, to tell the divine that you are wanting them to come in when you forget. Just a kind of cool new twist on that idea of setting things up before a certain situation. So ultimately what I realized was that surrender really is a key to reestablishing feeling flow and guidance and connection and hope and love. And so I encourage you to try it out and see what happens when you take that little leap, let it go, surrender it, ask for help. Usually pretty instantaneous, there's a shift inside. So notice as you try it what you notice about connection and hope and flow and guidance when you surrender. So now we're going to take a really short break and then come back, and I'm going to read from chapter 18 called Surrender. This is the chapter that the book popped open to today, this morning, when I was planning the show. And if time permits, I'm going to actually read quite a bit, probably all of the chapter. It's not that long, but I felt that in the nature of surrender, how better to let us learn about surrender and experience surrender than having the divine through the high council share their words on it. So we'll take a short break and be back in just a couple minutes. Hey, this is Jenny. I'm so glad that you are here listening to the show. I want to share with you a unique opportunity that is available, a chance to work on a regular basis with the High Council and me. From personal experience, I know it can feel challenging to take the action that is needed to step into your soul's purpose and to share your message, your mission, your gifts when you're trying to do it all on your own. The fears and doubts, the limiting beliefs and confusion can hold you back. Feeling alone or doubting your intuitive guidance can keep you stuck. So here's the opportunity. If you are enjoying the guided experiences here on the Love's Curriculum radio show with the High Council, you may be excited to hear about this. Inspired by the High Council and their direction that they wish to continue to work with us beyond the book, Love's Curriculum, I put together the Monthly Circle. It's an online monthly membership program that includes a 75-minute online session each month in which I bring through the High Council to work with the group. It also includes some bonus meditations, a private Facebook group where we stay in touch, and extra weekly guided experiences with the High Council. Sound interesting? We would love to have you join us. You may check it out and join us at bit.ly/lovescurriculummonthlycircleinfo. Again, that's bit.ly/lovescurriculummonthlycircleinfo. Hello and welcome back. If you are just tuning in, I am Jenny Hogg Ashwell, host of Love's Curriculum. And this is the Love's Curriculum radio show where together we remember love and our soul's divine purpose. And today we are exploring an important topic of surrender. Such a key to everything, really, to living our purpose, to feeling connected with God, to letting love come through us, to setting aside the ego and being love in the world. And so I'm excited now to read the High Council's own words from Love's Curriculum about surrender. And this is from chapter 18, titled Surrender. And it is Jesus with the High Council and the Masters, so the Ascended Masters, speaking to us here. And I invite you to surrender needing to control your listening here, to take a big breath, maybe making sound on the exhale, and then taking another big deep breath, and placing your hand on your heart, and beginning to breathe in and out of your heart center, which is really a great way to open to connection, to being able to surrender. Just let the words of this chapter come through to you as you relax and receive them. No need to control or figure out, just surrendering into them. And here we go. So it starts out from All, the voice of All who wrote this chapter, which is Jesus, the High Council, and the Masters. We wish to speak to you on the matter of surrender and what it means to truly surrender to God, the divine, the light and love in all, to truly surrender to love's bliss while you are in the body, the seeming body and form and time and space. Surrender that is available to you there while you appear to be in form. We wish for you to hear our messages loudly, so loudly that they echo in the deep recesses of your mind and awaken the darkened corners of your soul and heart and mind, allowing you to enter into the mind of God, allowing an awakening of the memory of God and His love for you, His only sons and daughters. Be at peace, knowing that God is always loving you despite yourself, despite the pleas of your hungry ego mind that call to you like a pack of ravishing dogs, and that if you follow, lead you into the darkness and seemingly away from the light. But the light is always there. So let the sun and light of heaven shine in the darkened recesses of your mind. Let the darkest recesses awaken to the light that is always there. And let us answer the pleas of the hungry ego. Answer them with love, not fear. Answer them with truth, wiping away the illusion, the false. And now we have just Jesus speaking to us. The end of the world, as you know it, will come. The new age is beginning, in which my heart is joined with all. where all are living the heart of Jesus, the connection to Christ mind. It is so, and it is done and written. It is an ancient promise fulfilled, an ancient healing, an ancient contract, an ancient decision in answer to the thought that never really happened outside the mind. Never was there anything created outside the mind of God. Be at peace. You are at peace in the heart and home of God. Child, listen. Listen. Listen to the call of your heart and mind, the expansive mind. Hear the angels' songs. Hear the ancient chorus. It has always been there in the heart of God, the one mind. It is the ancient learning of peace. Let love reign supreme in your heart and mind. And now here again, we have the voice of all, meaning Jesus, the High Council, and the Masters. Trust. Trust in us. In us. Let the light come into your mind, dissolving the ego. See it enter and simply brush aside the voice of doubt and fear and control, all the while asking and trusting in our presence, surrendering your will to the will. That is your choice. That is your one decision. That is surrender in the highest sense. Surrender all to God's will that is your will as well. Surrender and trust in love. Surrender the little ego voice and trust. Trust. Trust us to answer, to fill the gap and void. Although it is not really that we fill a void left behind, as the ego's words go. It is more that we help you recognize the love that was always there, shining bright. And you see this love more clearly as the ego voice dissolves into the nothingness from which it came. You are actually calling on this love to clear away and seemingly carry off the ego doubt or statement of fear. As you surrender the ego thoughts, doubts, fears, and statements to us, you may close your eyes and see them exit in your internal vision, floating up and off to the left as we carry them away. Remember the seraphim there to help with this, and the cherubim all around, witnessing and directing and helping as well. The seraphim and cherubim help with such love and caring and gentleness, melting all into love, a pink, white, light orange love. Breathe. Breathe in as the transmutation occurs. Now quiet is the ego, and strong and loud the presence of connection with us in love. All have the memory of this presence of love. All will have this love shine again in their mind. As each lightworker remembers, as each brother and sister call it forth, shall it then echo in the minds and hearts of all, and the ego will be whisked away. Do your work of remembering, and you remember for all, each bit waking up the whole. Again, we draw your attention to the example of the great majestic beast, the lion, that wakes in individual shivers that eventually ripple out to wake the entire lion. It is the same with God's love in the world. Once enough remember, the whole remembers. It is not linear. Think outside the box of time and space, into the forever, into the eternal, into the void of possibility. All is love. All is love. All is love. Let your shattered mind be filled again with the light and love of your Creator. He wishes you to return home. He wishes you to complete in home. All is gathered there in his happy heart. You who believe you have strayed have never left. Forgive yourself now for what you have never done. Forgive yourself and your brothers and sisters, and return again to the kingdom of love and light. We welcome you. We welcome you home. As you approach, see our welcoming hands taking yours. All of us in white robes entering a green garden. Come and sit a while to remember we are one, you and I. Remember and take the message with you as you appear to go back to wake everyone. As needed, surrender further into this space with us, eyes closed. Feel the peace and vibration of home. Let it fill you with joy. Hear the birds, see and feel the meadow, the sun, and see the orange and pink energy of it all swirling as you let go of form and meld into energy and light. Then come back to your form. Then bring the energy of love here to the world of form as you open your eyes, the two worlds joining, bringing heaven to earth. Heaven, the garden, the meadow, is here behind the veil, lending a pink glow to all love. Go forth seeing love in all as the masters have done, seeing love in all and loving all. The masters have known this love, and it is the same love that is available to you and to all eventually. For now, lead the others by example as you surrender your heart to love. Surrender your hands, your words, your feet. Let us love through you. We are you, the master awakening in you. Be it. We are you. We are not outside you. We, the masters, have taught and spoken to you about the fact that we appear outside you only to illuminate and exemplify that the master lies within you. Be the master in the world. Love the world and each other. Feel the joy. Do not hold on. Let go of any holding on. Again, let the seraphim carry any resistance away. Allow the presence of the master in its place, the presence of love to reveal as the veil is lifted. It is just a lifting, not a replacing, for love is all around and is always. Let this love and joy carry your mind to new heights, to new levels of love and consciousness. Let it rain down and shower the world in a blanket of love and light that is in all, that is all around, within and without. There are no boundaries of time and space. Just is. Just melt into the love. Feel the love and freedom as you soar in love. Be love. Soar in love. Soar beyond and within. Remaining within and present as you bring love here. Connect to love and bring it here, connecting heaven and earth and seeing the love everywhere in all your brothers and sisters. Be this love in the world by reflecting love, giving love, seeing love reflected back, and knowing you are love and one. My precious child, know that you are loved and have not strayed beyond God's reach and God's love. For God's love is everywhere, and there is nowhere you may run or go beyond His love. Love is all and everything and everywhere. Accept it now. Be it now. Radiate in the truth and the light for all to see. Shine, my little ones, shine, and be love. Just like your brothers and sisters, the cherubim and seraphim, you are they, too, in seeming form on earth. Be the light babies that you are. The salvation of the world depends on it. Know your true being as a being of love and light, and remind all that that is their true nature, and we will unite as one again. Again, awake in the heart of Jesus, the heart of God, at one, at home, at peace. With arms outstretched to heaven, hear the sounds of praise, the angelic sound of the higher octave, ah, and add your voice to the sound, and thus join heaven and earth. Feel our presence here now, as you join with us and we reach you and teach you through our words in this book, creating a teaching and joining space together. And when you leave this space with us, you may feel you go a while from us, and yet you will return. And remember, we go with you into your more active state as well. Always remember, we are there. We are always with you, for love and light exist always. And that is the end and all of chapter 18 on surrender. It itself is a bit of a guided experience there. And so, instead of taking a short break, I'm going to just directly now, as you're in this quiet, connected space, so I encourage you, if you're able, to keep your eyes closed. Keep breathing with your hand on your heart, focusing your breath in and out of your heart. And together, let's set an intention of surrender, and I will surrender to the High Council and ask that they come through me and bring us a live, direct experience here with them. So here I ask that we all surrender to the experience of divine love here, and divine connection. And I ask that the High Council draw near, and that you come through me to these beautiful souls whose hearts are surrendered and open, who are willing to surrender and open to your love. And I ask that my angels and guides help me be a clear conduit for this connection and for these messages and this time together, that I be a clear conduit for you to come through to them. And we ask, and I ask, that this be in the highest good of each one listening, in the highest good of all, and in the name of love. And so I ask now that you come through with gratitude and grace. Thank you. And so it is. Dear ones, we sing to you now a sweet song of heaven. We are shining beautiful golden light upon you each as you listen to our words here through Jenny. So as we speak to you, see if you can almost sense an energy of song, as if the musical notes, as they do in truth, resonate and vibrate on sound waves. That you see a song coming your way, that you see a wave of energy carrying our love and our light and our grace to you. That it is swirling around and drifting by and entering your heart and filling your body with song and light and love. And together, let us raise your voices up in that angelic hymn that can be mimicked or mirrored here in your form with the sound of awe. We also like to use the sound of Om as we represent wholeness and oneness and home. And here now, let us just sing that sound of awe. Although in our realm, the sound would be pure and higher. As you speak it from your human voices, let the knowing that we are singing with you, that love is singing with you, the angels are singing with you, and that your soul, your angelic being, your light being is joining and vibrating with us in this song of unity and unison, this choir of love and grace and peace. So we invite you now, if you are wishing to join your voice in as well, we encourage you to sing along with us through Jenny here as we sing through her to you. Take a big breath into this expansive space around you. Keep breathing. And as you feel this light and expansive state, placing your hand on your heart to help it anchor within your being, as we spoke of through Love's curriculum, the importance of bringing this love and connection here present in your body and in your form, knowing that your soul is singing this hymn with us, is floating on higher waves of sound and vibration and energy. And yet your soul is also experiencing being there in form. And so to begin to bridge heaven and earth, to bring your soul essence through in your human existence, is your work and your mission to awaken all to the light, to remembering home, to remembering they are loved, that you are loved, to remembering your place as God's children, as Creator's children, Creator's creation, source, manifest in form in you and in all around you. Remembering here now that source is in everyone you meet. Love and light is everywhere. It may appear to be masked or behind a veil, and yet it does not disappear when you feel disconnected. It is there always. So take a big breath into that, knowing that love and light and connection is there always. Declare it as so. Here now, you may wish to speak that to yourself or out loud. Love and light are here always. Love and light are in me. Love and light is in all and everyone I see. Let us set a prayer and intention. May I surrender, and I'll leave space so you can answer and say it in your own words, in unison or after repeating after me. I surrender to love and light. I commit to being a channel of love and light. I surrender now that God, you come through me. Always, I welcome your love, always. And I ask that I be guided always by your love. And I ask that in times of forgetting, that you know that I welcome your help, that I welcome your guidance to remember. Will you help me remember that I am love, and that all others are love, and that I am here with a purpose, and that I have your help. Dear one, dear spirit, dear God, and the help of a host of angels in heaven. And I now claim that connection. And I claim surrender as my way of being, knowing that I then align my will with your will, dear Spirit, dear Holy One, and that together we manifest heaven on earth, God's will in form, remembering and awakening all. And so it is. So we thank you for bringing through your prayer here with us, for experimenting with declaration, for being willing to declare a powerful statement of service, of oneness, of love. And so we honor you greatly. We do not take your willingness and devotion lightly. Remember again that we are you and you are us. And together we walk hand in hand. And together we love you through all that you seem to experience there in human form. And so continue to surrender to our love, which is your love and God's love. Surrender to our help, we gladly extend it. And we have heard your request that we come and be with you on a regular basis, helping you in times of need, helping you remember to ask for help. And with this, we thank you. We go in love, in God's name. And so it is. So just gently bringing yourself back. Not that we've gone anywhere, but your attention has been in the High Council's words through me and your experience there. And just slowly opening and coming back, wiggling your toes. And I want to thank you. It's amazing what happens when we surrender. Every time I surrender to bring through the High Council and surrender here on the radio show, if you've been up to this show more than once and listened, you'll understand this, that it's never the same show twice or the same experience twice as we surrender and really trust divine guidance to guide us as to our next steps. And into our ever expansion and unfolding. And it's my honor to be here with you and to join with you. And I thank you for listening, for being willing, for doing this work, for being on this team for love. And I honor each one of you. So I'm so glad you are here. And remember, if you are looking for more, action on this team for love in this form with me and the High Council, then I welcome you to check out the website, lovescurriculum.com. It does have information about the monthly circle and my mentoring program and links to lots of free meditations and videos on YouTube and all sorts of other ways to connect and to join in this community of love that we are forming. So I invite you to check it out there at lovescurriculum.com. All right. Well, I feel like clapping and celebrating each one of you. Yes. Yay. What a beautiful, beautiful commitment and opening here today through that connection with the High Council and that declaration and prayer. All right. Have a fabulous rest of your day. And we will meet here live again in 2 weeks. And I look forward to it. All right, take care. Tune in bi-weekly to Love's Curriculum for more inspiration and guidance from the High Council. And in the meantime, visit online retailers to purchase Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment. If you are wanting additional support and to join with fellow lightworkers and love advocates, then connect with me, Jenny Hogg Ashwell, on Facebook by requesting to join my private group, Lightworkers and Love Advocates. There, I offer a loving, inspiring, supportive environment to help you step into your light and shine. And if you are ready to make this your year to truly discover and live your soul's divine purpose, visit lovescurriculum.com to learn about the path of love, live your divine purpose, a 90-day mentoring program in which I help you gain the clarity, connection, and courage to shine. I look forward to connecting with you.